This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The squeeze at the spot where so many Asian imports enter the United States. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. Truck drivers are on strike in the key American ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach in California. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what's going on and what the impact could be.
More than 100 truckers who work at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are picketing, calling for better pay and safety, and accusing transport companies of hindering their efforts to unionize. The trucking companies say they pay fair wages, and drivers striking are only a small slice of the total workforce. Right now, only 3 trucking companies are affected by the strike. Others are still rolling. The ports are the key gateway for trade with Asia, with hundreds of billions of dollars in goods moving through. You probably own something with a Made in China label, and it probably came through these California ports. There's a long history of labor unrest there, with disputes slowing the flow of trade from time to time. Right now, the truckers' strike isn't large enough to cause a major disruption. But if dock workers walk off the job in support of the truckers, it could snarl trade, with nationwide impact if the strike drags on.
Today is the first day that people in the state of Washington can walk into a store and legally buy marijuana for recreational use. Washington is the second state to legalize. Coloradans have been able to purchase it legally since January 1st. Marketplace's David Weinberg looked into the differences in how each state regulates a substance that the federal government still generally outlaws.
One major difference is the number of retail outlets. Washington has capped that number at 334. Colorado has no cap. And initially, Colorado did not require lab testing on pot.
Everything that is sold in a retail marijuana store in Washington has been tested.
Brian Smith is a spokesman for the Washington State Liquor Control Board, which drafted Washington's new marijuana laws. Colorado retailers are required to grow nearly all their pot themselves.
In Washington, it's the opposite. You can't do that at all.
Washington retailers have to buy from licensed growers, and it's taxed heavily.
25% for producers to processors, 25% from processors to retailers, and 25% from retailers to consumers.
Revenue projections in both states are, like many residents, high. Washington predicts nearly $600 million over the next 4 years.
What people forget is that the high price of cannabis today reflects illegality.
Mark Kleinman has written several books on drug policy. He says in the long run, legalization will drive pot prices down, along with tax revenue. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
Now let's check the numbers. The 100-share index in London and the DAX in Germany are each down nearly 0.5% at the moment. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. Yesterday, the Dow fell 0.25%, 44 points to 17,024. The S&P 500 ended at 1977, a fall of 0.4%. In China, the great shift from the sticks to the cities and economic expansion have changed the way people settle down and get married. That's now happening later in the focus on jobs and buying stuff. Many young urban middle-class people find they've breezed past their 30th birthday without being in a serious romantic relationship. Now, this has led to a thunder of demand for online and face-to-face dating. The BBC's Rob Young attended some matchmaking events in Hangzhou in eastern China.
It's a rainy morning in Hangzhou, and hundreds of middle-aged men and women have gathered outside the city's football stadium to try to find a partner for their son or daughter. Some of the parents are carrying photos of their kids to try to entice other families. There are some posters on the wall showing the age, height and job of the person they're trying to find a partner for.
My daughter is a teacher. There aren't many men teaching in her job, very few. She doesn't want to find a husband who's a teacher anyway. Girls in Hangzhou don't hang out in the evening, so it's quite difficult for them.
So do you think that young people are a bit too focused on their work these days then?
Yes, that's true. Young people in China prefer freedom. They enjoy the single life too much.
To find out what the young and single in China look for in a partner, I've come to a speed dating event.
I haven't met a suitable woman yet. They have high requirements. If you have an apartment, it's easier to find a girlfriend.
Do you think that might make it hard for you to meet somebody here today?
Definitely, if I had an apartment, I'd have more chance.
So the men clearly think the women have got really high standards. So I suppose I better find out for myself. I've signed up for the speed dating.
My name is Mei. I'm 27 and I'm an interior designer.
So what kind of a man are you looking for?
I don't have any special criteria for the professions, but I'd like to find a young man with talent and good character, and I hope he can have more talent than me.
Does that mean that you want him to have a better job than you?
Because I'm a traditional Chinese girl, I still hope my husband in the future can become the spiritual and career leader for me. I hope that he definitely has a better job than me, and it would be better if he had an apartment.
The BBC's Rob Young reporting there. Now, I'd argue in recent years, if Apple is the Beatles, then Samsung is the Rolling Stones. But today, the South Korean maker of smartphones, TVs, and beyond said it's expecting its profits to fall sharply this quarter, the third straight drop. This new information suggests Samsung earnings will be down by about 25% from a year ago. Why? Well, it's basic business. The company says demand for its phones is down in China, in Europe, and there's more low-cost competition for phones in emerging markets. But I can tell you there is keen demand for Samsung in Brazil. There's word this morning a sophisticated band of thieves stole 40,000 phones from a Samsung factory in Sao Paulo State. Security guards and workers were subdued and some held hostage. The thieves used trucks to cart away the mountains of merchandise. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.